Yes, sir. Now, what is your name, sir?
Everly Danny. My first name is Danny Lee Edwards.
Yes, sir. Would you put the CO3 back on just for a moment? See if you can get his attention, the CO3.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Is this the last one you have for us, sir?
That is correct.
Okay, the other one would be it, sir. Okay, thank you so much. We'll move forward. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, sir. Okay. For the record, Mr. Edwards, would you state your name and your ADC number, sir?
Danny Edwards, 04244.
And you appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Diplomacy inasmuch as you've been certified by the Department of Correction for a 412B-411 hearing today. That is to be moved to your next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. As you can see, there are 5 board members present to participate in your hearing today, and they are to my extreme left. That is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. Next to him is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. To my right, the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis. To his right, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm serving as your panel chair as well as board chair at this time, sir. According to information that I have gleaned from information provided to the board by the Department of Corrections, you're currently serving a sentence for murder in the first degree, and it began back on June 29, 1983. You became parole eligible on December 24, 2008, and the sentence was death to life or 25 years. And if you were paroled to your next consecutive sentence, based on the information I see, you would be moved to the one for sexual assault, and that would be a 21-year sentence. Is that your understanding, sir?
Yes, sir.
And according to my information, you are 61 years of age, and you do have a number of disciplines, which I will not recite at this particular time, maybe just a little later in the... And moving forward, I would also point out the fact that we do have a letter from the Yuma County Attorney's Office, and that office is opposing your being moved to your next consecutive sentence. And I would also just want to point out the fact that based on information that we have, that we do have your progress report, and you have had a number of programs. In fact, in 2017, you showed 2 programs. Are you involved in any programs at this time, any programs or counseling classes at this time, sir?
I'm at a program right now with the psych doctor.
Okay. And are you on any medication as a result of your progress that you're making with the psych doctor, sir?
Yes.
Okay, what kind of medication? Go ahead, sir.
I think it's Respadol.
Okay, sir. Is that helpful to you at all, sir?
Will it help me?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's all right. I would like to get some to make sure I'm on better, but that's the best
they
got for now, I guess.
Okay, sir. And I do show that you had a number of disciplines, and according to what we see, your most recent discipline would have been in June of this year, and that was a minor for misuse of medicine. I think that's what that means. And then in April of this year, you also had one possession of, I'm assuming that was a drug. Then in April again this year, violation of department of policy, and also this year you had disobeying a verbal, which was a minor. I would further point out that the last time I see that you were scheduled to appear before this board would have been in May 1st, 2014, and at that time you refused to appear before the board. You decided not to come before the board in 2014. Any particular reason you decided not to come before the board in 2014, sir? Or you just decided?
I actually decided I wasn't.
Okay, you just didn't feel good.
I didn't feel good this morning. I said I'd come, but I
said
I'd come over here to the
parole board. Okay, sir. Well, we want to welcome you to the parole board, and thank you so much for coming today. Let me just go very briefly over one of the offenses that we do have, and that was the one that was on June the 28th. 1983, you, according to information we have, and then you can tell me if I'm totally wrong or if something is not true, that that was an 89-year-old victim that and that she was found by her daughter in her bedroom at her house, and that she was nude at the time, and that that was her body was bloody, and there were wounds to her head and so forth, and around there were also some bleeding around her, I just use the word private parts rather than going into any descriptive term. And also found was a screwdriver was found between her legs on the mattress itself.
Well, sir, somebody else applied this on to her after I left. I just hit it one time and then somebody else. Somebody else did the damage. So actually, what did you
were in the house, so actually, what did you do, sir?
Well, I went and had sex with it, and I hit it one time, and something happened. You know, I probably somebody else did something to it, and I assume. Yeah, all that blood probably come out like that. I don't know what happened. That's the truth.
Based upon your recollection, sir, when you left the house, was she dead or alive at that time, sir?
Well, I don't know if she was dead or alive. I know that she passed out. I checked to see if she was dead. I didn't know if she was dead or alive. I just took off. I walked off. I live in another neighborhood, not too far off.
Let me just ask this question, sir, and then I'm going to other board members. At the time, you were a young man. She was 89 years of age. Why would you have sexual intercourse with an 89-year-old person, sir, female?
Well, I was alone when I did that. And the people that were going to give me no sex out there in that city, I guess somebody hypnotized me into going to see her or something, and then something went wrong. I didn't know how to take it easy, but I wasn't hurt, and then, you know, I didn't want it to happen that way, but something went wrong, and so you ended up going
to the house of this 89-year-old female.
I guess people like me wanted that to happen, but I don't know what happened, but somebody wanted to go wrong like that, and it happened that way.
I don't want to kill her, but I just want to have, you know. And was this sex, your recollection, sir, was the sex itself, was this for you to just to have a good time, or was you actually trying to rape her? How did you, what was really going on in your mind? I know that's a long time ago, but as you reflect on it, what was going on in your mind, sir?
Well, I don't want to have sex for a long time. I just want, you know, get a quick take off and something happened right quick. And I, just, I, I, I don't, I don't know about screwdriver all in between theirs. I don't put a screwdriver in between the lyrics, all that stuff. Somebody else did that after I took off from it.
Okay, so...
That's the whole truth, that's the truth.
So what's your recollection after you took off? What happened then, sir? When were you arrested?
Let me see, after I got arrested, around the border of Mexico. That's where I got arrested at.
When did you get arrested? Sorry, in Mexico, you say?
No, I was around Alcatraz, around the gate out there when I got arrested. A police was in a truck, and he had an attempt on the back of it. And he called me, I went to see what he wanted. He said it was the police or something. And he took me to jail.
Okay. And this incident took place in Yuma, am I correct, sir, in Yuma County?
It was about a half mile away from Yuma, after those.
Okay, sir. Okay, I'm going to see if our other board members might have some questions for you at this time, sir. Board members, any questions? Honorable Mr. Johnson.
Sir, it said that in the report that a credit card receipt or something from the store was found between the legs. How did you wind up leaving that there? Or did you do that on purpose?
No, I didn't put a screwdriver between the legs.
No, I said a credit card receipt from the store.
No, I didn't put no credit. No, I didn't. A credit card receipt?
A receipt from the store with your name on it was found between the legs on the bed.
No, I didn't put it there. Somebody else put it there. Because, you know, things came out of my pockets and all on the floor. And I didn't put nothing in between the legs and nothing like that.
So you think it fell out your pocket?
Yeah, things fell out my pocket. And then after I left, I didn't know that all that stuff had fell out my pocket. And I left and I went back around where I lived at. And I went to see if I get my SSI check, and I was going to go to California. Uh-huh. And then I got arrested over there after those.
Okay, all right.
No, let me see. Yeah, I was over there after those when I got arrested. This man was in the camper, and then I went over to, he stopped me over there by Circle K. That's where I was, around Circle K and Yuma. Right there when he arrested me. I was over there by this thing where this Richter scale thing was. So K went to about 150 feet away from this Richter scale, and they arrested me somewhere in that area. I think it was around this Richter scale. Yeah, that's where it was. I saw the police over there around Alcatraz, and then I came back to Alcatraz around where this Richter scale was. But goes over to Mexico. Yeah, that's right there.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you so much, Mr. Johnson. Any further questions by board members? I don't see any further questions by board members, sir. We're coming to us to end of your hearing. But as I said, this is your hearing. Therefore, is there anything else you would like to tell the board at this time, sir?
No.
Okay. Well, thank you so very much, Mr. Edwards. Now the board is going into discussion. It may sound as if we're talking to you, but we're not talking to you. The five of us are just talking among ourselves. And this will be the first time that we've had the opportunity as a board to talk about it, because we do operate under the open meeting laws of the state of Arizona. Now the board is in discussion. And remember, board members, that this is a 412B, 411 is to make a determination whether to move him to his next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. I think that one of the observations that I've made, and I think that some of this is included in the records itself, that he has had or still do have some psychological challenges, and I think that that might have had something to do even at that time, as he said that he went there and he felt that somebody just encouraged him to go there and to have sex with an 89-year-old female, and that's what happened. And but he cannot say for sure. This is my interpretation of what he said, that he cannot say for sure whether he committed a murder or not. He admitted that he did hit her, but he did not know whether she was dead or alive when he left the residence. And that was something, but there was evidence, as the Honorable Mr. Johnson has indicated, that that receipt was found there. There was evidence that the screwdriver had fallen out of his pocket, out of his pocket, that this was a work tool that that was found there. And I think I just did not hear, and maybe some other board members did hear, I just didn't hear any remorse at this time. The other thing that concerns me at this particular time is the number of disciplines that he's had this year and last year. And I'm always concerned. It just seemed to me that since he knew that he was coming before this board, he would have just been a little more careful and not committed these disciplines. As one board member, just for the purpose of opening the discussion, I'm not in favor, but I am prepared to listen to other board members and to be persuaded otherwise. Board members, discussion. Yes, ma'am, the Honorable Mr. Rittenhouse.
Dr. Arnett, I have the same concerns about the discipline. Knowing that he would be coming eligible for a parole hearing and then racking up four in 2017, four separate disciplines, including one that's a major. So I tend to agree with you. I'm not hearing, again, we have denial of that. Somebody else came in later and did something. So I would go along with you. I think I would not be in favor of a 412B.
Thank you. Further discussion by board members? Hearing no. Yes, the Honorable Mr.
Just to echo what my colleague Ms. Rittenhouse said, above and beyond what she was saying about his discipline history, and that is, in general, as I've said before, I can't look into an individual's heart, but as you stated, I'm just not hearing remorse. That's one interpretation. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so very much, sir. Well, discussion, almost.
I'm not going to say that I don't hear remorse. I do hear him saying what he did and not remembering what he did, but he did commit the actual act and left the victim in the condition that she was in. However, the mere fact that he did commit four violations in 2017, with four tickets, one of which was a major, does concern me. So I'm in agreement with Ms. Rittenhouse.
Thank you so very much. Any further discussion, Mr. Neal?
No, sir, I'm in agreement with my colleague.
Okay, well, thank you so very much. Therefore, I'm going to move to deny Mr. Edwards a 412 B-411, that is to move to his next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. And the reasons for denial would be a serious violent offense. In this case, although he was not sure, I'm still going to mark loss of human life because human life was lost, a serious and deviant offense. Trauma to the victim, age of the victim being 89 years of age. I would also indicate that at being present today, I don't see any family or community support being in the room today or on the telephone at this particular time. He does not need a release plan at this time at all. Anything else that any other board member would like to include as a reason for denial? Hearing none, then that is my motion to deny 412B-411 for the reasons that we have just stated for denying. May I have a second, if possible?
Second.
Seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed by Mr. Johnson, Mr. Neal, and Mr. Kiwanis. Sir, your parole to your next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge has been denied. However, you will be certified in 6 months again to come before this board for another hearing. You will be certified by the Department of Correction to come before this board, and then you will be placed on the calendar of the board at that time. Sir, do you have any questions at all what happened today, sir?
No, sir.
Okay, well, thank you so very much, and the board will be looking forward to seeing you in or around 6 months from now. Not an exact date, 6 months, but sometime in that time frame, sir. And your hearing is over, sir.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir. May not be able to answer, but go ahead, sir.
Okay.
Sir?
You sign up for the screwdriver between the legs?
Well, we are not an investigating agency, no, sir. We won't be able to find out that, no, sir. We just won't have the ability to do that, but that's a good question, so we have no idea, and we won't, we are not an investigating agency, sir. But thank you so very much for asking. Okay. Thank you, sir, and please have a great day. If you have a lawyer, or if you want to talk to your CO3 about that, you can do that, but the board would not get involved in that, sir. Thank you, sir.
I do want to, I just didn't stay until I let me go.
Yes, sir. Okay, well, thank you so very much, and please have a great day, sir.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, sir.